JavaScript, if any of you are familiar with BASIC, JavaScript has features in similarity with BASIC in the following sense. It has about a billion different variables in it, because everything there every single part of the Netscape window has a name that you can access directly from the language. So it's a case where Netscape has given a name to every single feature of its frame, from the location variable, through the buttons, and through every single component that you can possibly specify in a form, or what the user can do. And you will also find that it is far harder to understand. In some senses, Nancy said it's easier than Java, but it is easier than Java because it's only working in a very small world, just a browser window. But actually, in other ways, it's harder than Java because it's not nearly as well documented as Java, because some of these things you have to try to understand phenomenologically by sort of trying them out and see what actually happens. It's getting a little better with the later releases, but I would say that, for instance, there is a sort of object model which does not distinguish between what in Java is a class definition and a method definition. They're just defined by exactly the same syntax in JavaScript. There is only one thing, a function. That function is used to form objects and to form methods. And depending how you use it, you'll get one or the other. There are some very significant changes, actually, generally improvements in the JavaScript that came with Netscape 3. A problem with these changes is that it's called Microsoft. Namely, Microsoft Explorer does not support many of the more interesting features of JavaScript. In many ways, they're going to find it very difficult to support them, because they're specially designed to be able so that you can do the maximally greatest job using a Netscape browser. And so it's rather unlikely that Microsoft Internet Explorer will be optimized for JavaScript. So it is, I would say, in general, like this particular program here, there's no chance of running on the Internet Explorer. It will run on the Netscape on most machines. As soon as you go past the simplest JavaScript instructions, you're going to run you'll find it unlikely it will work with Microsoft. So you can say, why the hell do you worry about this? So the reason you worry about this is that at least there's a large class of applications for which JavaScript is much faster than Java, well, much faster to develop, because you're building on the entire framework of Netscape's browser. So Netscape gives you a browser, a lot of capabilities of how the frames interact, and you can inherit all that and build sophisticated user interfaces. And although in principle you can do that in Java, that's called building the hot Java browser, which Sun tried to build but probably couldn't put enough functionality in it to be competitive with Netscape, and so that is not actually it's not very well used product at the moment. So the rule is that if you have a self-contained project which is just say needs a single window or a set of windows, and need them to be exactly right, and you want to have full control, and you want to understand what you've done, then you use Java. Because I think it's going to be the Java sort of logical. I mean, there's a real language which is well explained, and apart from some bugs, it sort of makes sense. Whereas JavaScript is much less easy to get a handle on, and I do not think it's obvious that it will survive in its current form. The language, as you see, is essentially the same as Java. with some changes, because it does not have a hierarchical object model, it just has an object model. There's no inheritance at all in them. There are no children in JavaScript. And the heart of JavaScript is the built-in objects which are connected with the navigator. There are also built-in objects of which the most interesting are associated with the string class. You can do more or less the same things you can do with strings in Java, with JavaScript. There are also some math and a host of date objects. Far too many things connected with dates. You can directly manipulate things called cookies, which are Netscape and I guess I'm not certain if they're also, I think they're also Microsoft technology for storing things on the client side so that you know what's going on. And so JavaScript allows you to access such components of a browser.